aptly named Painted Lady Butterfly wears brush strokes and splatters of color on her wings. The top sides of her wings are oriole colors, orange with black blotches and white spots. Underneath, her wing color is a beautiful combination of pink, brown, olive, black, and white. Painted Ladies are a medium-sized butterfly at just 2 inches across and are smaller than some of the other brush-footed butterflies like the well-known monarchs. But just like monarchs, the Painted Lady has a fascinating life history. Their eggs are a light green color, and each egg is laid singly on the top of a thistle, American elm, black cherry, English plantain, or daisy leaf. They are somewhat barrel-shaped and have horizontal lines that go from tip to bottom. You'll know one if you find one. Painted Lady eggs kind of remind me of a tiny, light-colored watermelon sitting alone on a field of green. In about 4 days, a speedy, ant-sized caterpillar will hatch from this green egg. After it emerges, it will eat its own outer eggshell, called a corion. This provides the larva's first protein meal. It'll then begin feasting on the leaf on which it was hatched, and then fill up on more and more greens. When many caterpillars hatch on leaves that are close together, they will form silk nests, much like tent caterpillars do. This is a great protection from predators like birds, dragonflies, mantids, and other insect eaters. Young painted lady larvae also have another interesting defense behavior. If startled, they'll drop from their leaf as though skydiving or base jumping. Watching it, you might think, where did it go? Only to find that the little caterpillar actually dropped a line of silk and was quite clever in tricking her predator by disappearing from view this way. After a time, using the silk as a guideline, she will climb back up. My son likens this fancy maneuver to watching Spider-Man in action. From here, painted lady larvae will go through 4 instars, or stages of development. The small caterpillar will shed its skin as it grows larger and is unable to fit into its body. With each successive molt, larval features are distinctly different. At the beginning, they are like light gray inchworms with bulbous heads, but by the end, they are fat, bristly caterpillars with mottled dots of white and even orange. By this time, the larva will be ready to pupate. As do most brush-foot butterflies, the painted lady is one that will find a spot away from its host plant to deter predators. The caterpillar will create a silken button of sorts, and then hang downward to complete its final larval molt, which can take upwards of 24 hours. The pupa, or chrysalis, that it turns into is a somewhat nondescript brownish color with pretty golden dots. In about 10 days, the pupa will begin to change color, and soon, a lovely butterfly will eclose, or emerge. It will take about an hour for the butterfly to fully expand and harden her wings. Think of it as laundry that has been in the washing machine. They need to dry on a line outdoors in the breeze. During this time, her proboscis, or tongue, will uncoil and recoil, as the imago, which naturalists call the adult butterfly, readies itself to go out into the world to begin its 2-week life to procreate. Surprisingly, male painted ladies are very territorial. They will scout out a place, like near nectar plants of goldenrods, milkweeds, asters, red clover, and blazing star, and find a good perch to guard it. If any other males come near, he will chase them away. He will wait patiently there until a female arrives. From here, the cycle begins anew. For more about painted ladies and other amazing butterflies, check out the live butterfly house at Ladue Gardens, Brookside Gardens, or Irvine Nature Center. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.